The loud, querulous voice of the chief, Maurizio Cimino, echoed down the hall from his open door, and Spezi was seized with dread. Something had happened. Spezi found the chief in shirt sleeves behind his desk, soaked with sweat, the telephone jammed between chin and shoulder. The police radio blared in the background, and several policemen were there, talking and swearing in dialect. Cimino spied Spezi in the door and turned to him fiercely.
"Jesus Christ, Mario, you here already? Don't go busting my balls. All I know is there's two of them."
Spezi pretended to know all about whatever it was.
"Right, I won't bother you anymore. Just tell me where they are."
"Via dell'Arrigo, wherever the fuck that is. Somewhere in Scandicci, I think."
Spezi piled down the stairs and called his editor from the payphone on the first floor. He happened to know exactly where Via dell'Arrigo was. A friend of his owned the Villa dell'Arrigo, a spectacular estate at the top of the tiny, twisting country road of the same name.
"Get out there quick," his editor said. "We'll send a photographer."
Spezi left the police headquarters and tore through the deserted medieval streets of the city and into the Florentine hills.